We should take note when Jesus rejoices, when he truly exalts in his Father. We can see that he's rejoicing because all of the disciples are now using his name and are overcoming evil. And they're reporting this to Jesus. He sees that they have the power to say no to him and all of his lies. And so there's great rejoicing in the heart of Jesus. He's really singing to his Father in praise and thanksgiving that they're turning away from Satan. This is what we do at the beginning of the baptism, of every baptism. When we renew our faith, we reject Satan and we promise to follow Christ. This makes Jesus rejoice. We should be paying attention to that. When we're truly his followers, when we say when we're his children, when we can be children of God, there's great reason for rejoicing when we realize that, when we're following, we're doing what God asks us to do. Baruch is the prophet who would be a scribe for Jeremiah. And Jeremiah had the very difficult experience of everybody leaving Jerusalem, the very heart of the Jewish people, as they had to leave. So a lot of his writings are very heavy and dark. But we get these writings from him today, and who's speaking through Baruch is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is speaking. We can see Jerusalem as a symbol of heaven, but also as a symbol of our Blessed Mother. She's an image of the whole church, how we should be. And so we could actually hear these words coming from the Blessed Mother. Fear not, my children, call out to God. He who brought this upon you will remember you. And so she's telling us, her heart's been hurt immensely. She stood by the foot of the cross. She's telling us that Satan will not rule forever. His kingdom will come to an end. Our sins will come to an end. Our captivity will come to an end. This is what Jesus is rejoicing over, that Satan is being overthrown. And he knows it's going to happen. And so the Blessed Mother is increasing our confidence. When we become her children, when we become the children of Mary, we're going to be confident that we are going to belong totally to Jesus. You know, under her foot is the serpent, and she's crushing the serpent. And so we should have greater confidence all the time, especially in her Immaculate Heart, again, which has suffered so much, which has done the will of God. We should have greater confidence in her all the time so that we can continue to overthrow evil in our lives and in our world. We turn to our Blessed Mother. She gives us that confidence that Jesus is going to rejoice. He's going to be able to take care of it. And let's ask our Blessed Mother, especially in this Mass, to help us to recognize Jesus, who's rejoicing that we are being freed and we are being united with him in this Holy Eucharist.